Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Misericordia University Alumni Podcast. I am your host, Class of 2017 alumnus, Mike Gambita. Today on the show, we're featuring a postcard profile. This recent graduate of Misericordia is about to spend time in a place where dreams come true. Ladies and gentlemen, an alumni of Misericordia, please welcome Steph Schultz to the show. Steph, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It is so good to have a recent, almost a baby alumna coming onto our show, as of course you graduated this May. But one of the things we want to talk about is, you know, where are you going to now? And that is ironic as me asking, where are you going to now? Steph, why don't you tell the ladies and gentlemen, alumni of Misericordia, where exactly you are going now?
Right. So I'm actually doing an internship, kind of. It's the Disney College Program in Disney. So I'll be spending 6 months actually in Disney World, and I'll be living there and working in the park. So I'm really excited about that.
I would be just as excited as you to be in the happiest place on earth. Kind of talk about what exactly happened, you know, what sparked your interest in that? You know, how did you work on that process? Because I don't think many people understand that there are people that can, just from people like you, that can go to these places like this. So kind of go into detail of how this process all started.
Right. So I never really thought about it too much because I'm a health science major, but I found out that you could indeed do it after you graduate. So when I applied back in January, I had to go through a couple of different steps to get processed. So I had to upload my resume. I had to just do the application on the website. And then I had, I guess it's called a personality test. So I had to do that. And usually people get kicked out like right after that process. But after that, I had a phone interview, which is only supposed to be about 15 minutes, but mine went on for like 25 minutes, which I guess that's a good thing. And I just like kept talking my ear off. So that went well. And then I actually found out a week after my phone interview and I got accepted. And I found out only about 20% of people get accepted. So I was really excited about that. So I move in the end of July.
There you are. And kind of, you know, it's funny you say that percentage, because I actually know somebody that experienced it last year. So now it's kind of weird for me to have somebody I know very closely that is doing it this year. So do you have any information right now, you know, as posting of this podcast, as far as May, any information so far of what you'll be doing, anything, any information yet as far as, you know, when you move down to Florida?
Yeah, so my check-in date is August 5th, but I think I'm going to make a little vacation out of it and go the end of July with my mom. But as far as working in the parks, I'm accepted to quick serve food and beverage. So I'm not really sure what my role entails. I would love to work in the Beauty and the Beast castle, but you know, I'm really open to anything, honestly.
Now, Steph, kind of to go into a little bit of detail, you back in high school, I'm going to pull this up, back in high school during your senior year graduation, your mother did a video of you two, almost like kind of an interview style where your mother was like, where are you going to next? And you said it ironically, I'm going to Disney World. And let's flash forward 4 years later and you're graduating Misericordia. And they do the same exact video. And it's true. You are going to Disney World. Kind of put it in perspective, you know, with Steph Schultz, high school Steph Schultz, would you ever think this opportunity would come about to you in your senior year of high school?
No, I really didn't really know about the program. I knew that there were some things you could do, like for college and Disney, but I never in a million years would have thought of it. For graduation for high school, one of my presents was actually going to Disney World. I didn't want a grad party or anything. I just wanted to go to Disney World. And now that I'm actually moving down there, it's just surreal, honestly.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Now, speaking of, you know, your family, how are they feeling right now of you moving down to Florida for a couple months? Are they nervous? Are they upset? Are they happy that you're going away? Like, what's the vibe going on at the Schultz's family right now?
So I was actually really nervous to tell my mom. So I actually told my dad first, and I called him the day that I got accepted, and I just like didn't know what to say. So I said, "Listen, Dad, there's a thing that I want to do, and I'll be moving away for 6 months." And he goes, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Yeah, like I actually got accepted to live in Disney World." He was like, "What?" But I finally got the courage to tell my mom, because I'm a baby, so she doesn't really want her little girl to move to Disney World. But when I told her, she was so happy for me, and that's all I could ask for, is the support from my mom and dad.
Absolutely. I think it's super nice to have. I would be nervous too of telling my parents, hey, I'm going to be moving away for, you know, not just one state, a couple, two, three states, as they say in the Valley. but I'm glad that there's some support going on as far as that. Now Steph, kind of going into about, you know, this, let's call it a job. I mean, it's an internship, but let's call it a job. You obviously just recently graduated, so you haven't had that much time to think about it. It's only been a couple days, but you know, how has Misericordia helped you get to where you are today? I know it's like I said, very short time for you to think about it, but anything that you were involved with or anything that has helped you grow and be able to, you know, benefit you from this opportunity actually happening?
Honestly, there are so many opportunities that I have been a part of because of Misericordia, but a couple of them would include campus ministry, especially with my spring break trip. So when I was a junior, I was at a spring break trip in Texas, actually, and just going down there to the border really like impacted me, because seeing how other people live down there and people that come across the border really put into perspective that other people, like other people's lives down in Texas. And then also I went to Cincinnati this spring break, and just the opportunities with that and the people that I have met like during the spring break trips, I should say. Mm-hmm. But that, and then the professors that I've had, especially in the business department, because when people think of Misericordia, they think of health sciences for the most part, but I've had some of the best professors in the business department. And to name a few, I want to say Professor Caruso, because I had that class with you, so you know about that one. But he really taught us how to speak to people and how to say yes in an interview instead of yeah or yeah. Yeah. And just to make eye contact and to speak to people directly with your hands on the table really helped me in interviews and conversations with people. So I've learned a lot in his class. And then I couldn't even begin to tell you all the professors that have impacted me, because every single one of them, honestly.
It seems as though the professors are kind of the ones who kind of grasp the most attention, and as far as retention, as far as, you know, you go up to any alumna or alumnus and say, you know, what do you remember at Misericordia? And it's always that one or two professors that have made such an impact with your life. I mean, it really ranges, but I think you hit the nail on the head as far as, you know, the business department, as far as, you know, or small but mighty group, as far as them being able to make such an impact. And a lot of people have gone so many different places. I mean, we have, you know, we interviewed Sean back in January, he's at WWE now, going all across the world. And just last month with Matt, he's working with Viacom for Nickelodeon. He, you know, all of them are business department, is never a health science. So it's really cool to see some of the, you know, experiences that you experience in the business department, but also apply it to the real world.
Right.
Kind of the final question, not necessarily going to apply to you since, you know, we're still in this whole baby stage of things, but, you know, we've always asked, you know, have you been in touch with any alumni or friends since graduating? Let's talk about, let me flip this question a little bit. Let's talk about the importance of the friendships that you've made and some of the classmates or friends that you've made during Misericordia. What's the difference? And I know we kind of pulled high school up. What's the difference between the friendships you've made in college versus the friendships you made in high school?
I think the thing about high school and college is that high school, you're so close to these people, you grow up in the same town. So you kind of like have to see everyone, but with college, like you could have a friend from a different state that you only see in college, but the fact that you go to see them during summer and like after you graduate, I'm sure a lot of people take the distance to actually go see their friends. So I think the friendships you create in college are just so much better and stronger than in high school. One of the friendships that I made, my friend Tori, actually, she lives in California, but I'm seeing her this weekend because we both volunteer at HOBE, which is Hugh O'Brien Leadership. And she got me started in that, and this was my fourth year of volunteering, so I got to see her there. I'm excited about that.
And I would be just as excited as you as far as, reconnecting with some friends and especially some friends who you've met in college. But well, with that concludes our podcast. Be sure to share it on social media and let us know what you think. Steph, thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you, Mike.